The values you have determine what we see on the outside. Eventually, whatever is inside a man, his core belief systems tend to affect his outer life. They affect what he manifests.
Getting stronger each day, living life with winning ways. Hope for the hurting, peace for the pain.
Fulfilling my purpose, I'll never be the same.
Raising champions each day, winning ways.
Pressing on cause I've got to break free.
Turn defeat into victory.
From darkness to light,
live from the front.
I wrote a book a couple of years back called Let's Talk About Sex, because I found that people of my particular background, Pentecostal charismatic pastors who were raised in denominations, were afraid to touch the subject. And I felt that as a man who had to convene meeting of singles and married people, I used to run the largest singles conference in Europe, and because of the particular challenge of Europe, it became necessary for someone to be a voice when it came to the sexuality of Christians. And I only want to spend maybe 10 minutes in this subject so that I can go to broader subjects that affect us as men, not because this is not important, but because the time frame and the limited things I could share with you in this 45 minutes that I have. I believe God created man and gave him the desires he has. God created us uniquely the way we are. Women are oral. Men are visual. We are moved by the things we see. Women are moved by the things they hear. The man comes with a Barry White voice and says to a lady, you know, I care for you, baby. You know, you're on top of my mind. You know what I'm saying? Before you know, she'll fall apart for him. But a man is not moved necessarily by what he hears, but by what he sees. And that's the reason there's such an attack on the mind of man by the pornographic world. Statistics just came out in the United Kingdom showing that by the time a child is 16, he had seen several pornographic pictures. In fact, it is said that more than 80% of people in the United Kingdom have gone through that experience. I don't know what to say to you in the 15 minutes I've allocated to this subject, other than to quickly give you a preview of this book. Number one, I want you to know that God created sex. It's a beautiful thing. If it was not, we wouldn't be here. That's the reason we are here today. We were created by God, and because our parents participated in the process. But then a good thing can be defiled, and when it's defiled, it becomes a problem. Then it becomes what the scripture calls sexual sin. However, if we follow God's method, things wouldn't be the way they are in the world today. And in this book, in the one of the last chapters, I give a visual picture, which I shall quickly demonstrate. One of the things in the Old Testament is the tabernacle. The body of a woman is like the tabernacle of Moses. There was an outer court, an inner place, and the Holy of Holies. In the outer court, there was just a place of sacrifice. That's the physical part of the woman with which she engages and meets the whole world. That is not locked up from everyone. In the inner court of her life, which is also the inner place of the temple of Moses, there was a lampstand, which is the illumination of the woman's mind. There's a table of shewbread, which is meant to be the symbol of friendship. And there's a veil that separates it from the Holy of Holies. And that's why God put a hymen on a woman's genital so that the only place who enters that place is who? The high priest, and not many priests. It is also called a hymen because it comes from the word hymn, a song. Really, sex is more than a physical contact. That's why it's the highest form of expression. It is meant to be some form of worship. So the male organ doesn't get erect unless blood rushes there, because it's a blood covenant. And there is a table of incense in that place, which means, therefore, that this thing should have taken place in an atmosphere of sweet mentality and friendship and sweet deposition. And it's a symbol of worship. And the only man authorized to pass through the Holy of Holies to the Holy of Holies is the high priest. If anyone passes and doesn't, is not the high priest, what happens to him? He dies. As a result, you find, therefore, that many times people do not know the consequence that sex is more than laying with a person. That's why when a man sleeps with a woman in the Old Testament, if she's not his wife, he'll say, and he laid with her. But if it's his wife, he'll say, and he knew her. So there's a difference between knowing and laying. And that's why boys out there will describe ladies they've slept with, he'll say, she's a bad lay. She's a good lay. She's a nasty lay. And we've got to understand also that I need to stay within this my 15 minutes thing. But the challenge is, like Dr. Murdoch said, we are humans. We go through these thoughts. We cannot run away from it. And even if you make a sanctified decision that you want to keep yourself pure, somebody always wants to put it somewhere. But then the important thing is to learn the power of having something else that occupies your mind. Because if you like it or not, whatever you are doing now, one day you will testify of it. That's the reason why. Now, I need to be brutal. The male organ is followed by the testicle. The purpose of the testicle is to testify. They will talk of where they have been. So, if you think there was no witness, in the mouth of I don't think I need to teach more on this one. Somebody shout mercy. Mercy. So you've got to understand that today's world is such that people's purity has been violated and the soul has been annihilated. Their innocence has been terminated. Their personhood has been disintegrated. Their worth has been denigrated. Their covenant has been confiscated and their purpose has been obliterated. So we've got to understand, God wants a church that is focused on Him. We cannot run away from our sexuality, but we can learn the power of living for Him and keeping one mind, not being double-minded, unstable. Reuben was unstable. He was unstable as the waters. And the Bible says a double-minded man, a daisuki, not dasuki now, but a daisuki, a man with two souls, die, due, die, two. A daisuki man is unstable in all his ways. So let's keep one mind. Let's keep one focus. Let's keep one eye. Let's keep one thought. Let's keep one direction. But I cannot guarantee that there is no challenge in this hall this morning, that there couldn't have been someone who's dealing one. I mean, now the world has been complicated with another issue, the issue of governments endorsing same-sex relationship. And we bless, you may not like many things about Nigeria, but thank God for a government that is able to stand against sexual, same-sex marriage. So for us in the church, what did I say when it comes to deliverance and getting things right? I said, number one, it takes extra strength to go against the flow. You've got to know that. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we can live righteously and soberly in this present world. The next verse says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So listen, my brothers, there is no safe sex like no sex. Please stop giving that girl a condom, because a condom requires two people. You who is a con and the girl who is dumb.
It's just awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
Everything is just on the mark.
It's actually pretty special to me.
Absolutely amazing. It's phenomenal.
KICC, Prayer City. Experience Prayer City for yourself. Join the 11 a.m. Sunday service for glory, healing, deliverance, breakthrough, and testimonies.
I love it. It's amazing. This is my first time here. I'm going to make many, many visits.
Prayer City is absolutely amazing. There's so much energy.
I think it's a hub for all of us.
It's, you know, it's the fellowship, it's the fun, it's the people.
It's a wonderful place to be to worship.
It's fantastic. It's a massive, massive building.
This is where God is. The Spirit of God is here.
This is Prayer City, where prayer works. KICC, raising champions, taking territories.
So you've got to understand, deliverance must come, and it will come only, number one, taken to understand. It's not easy to go against the flow. It takes extra strength, but we can draw that strength from the Lord. Number two, and therefore we need to honor the Lord. Then we've got to also understand deliverance will come when we prepare to spend more time to be the person God wants us to be than wanting to get into the driver's seat and drive the car before we own the car. And we've got to understand also that when you refuse to give in to sexual involvement outside marriage, you are telling that partner that she is worth more than a thrill. She is worth more than momentary. I mean, I talking to my nieces and nephews, I'm shocked at what's going on in our university systems. The system is broken down. I used to think there was so much purity in the land. I didn't know there was such a challenge. But then I also believe there is a faithful few who have chosen to honor the Lord. Let's therefore recognize that we can live right. We can honor the Lord. Easy sex does not make more romance. It is better to wait for appropriate seasons. And it is important to honor the person who is your partner. Certain parts of the body are called private parts because they are private. And they should be kept private, only accessible to the person who was given the license to enter that part. And it's so important for us to recognize this. So in conclusion, as to this part of my teaching, for the Christian, number one, sex is a spiritual issue. It's not just making love. It's not just having fun. It's not just releasing oneself. You cannot worship God on Sunday and enter sexual immorality on Monday. You can't keep those things separate, because your body and spirit is one and should serve the Lord. Number two, getting out and staying out requires, if a person wants to live right, they need to desire to maintain sexual integrity and the boldness to confront relationships that lead one in the wrong path is necessary. We live in a world where people make passes. If men don't make the pass, the woman makes the pass. But you can make up your mind, I really want to honor the Lord because I want to keep what God has given me. Thirdly, there are two stairs when it comes to sex. It's like taking an elevator. One stair is taking you down, the other one is taking you up. And we've got to recognize that if you want to really be the best God wants you to be, if you want to be the man of honor, the man of God, the man of testimony that you should be, there is one step that takes you down. The downward spiral is the desire of sex with your emotion, and then you move with your emotion. The downward spiral is also the one that is based on the deception of the intellect and makes one to feel, if it feels good, do it. Disobedience through such will end up in other kinds of consequences. But then there is an upward spiral, and this stair up is firstly to desire change, secondly to decide for change, thirdly to deny oneself, because the Bible says it. It says you will have to deny yourself and take on your cross. Take on your cross. And I know that, yeah, it may not be easy, particularly with some of the people with whom we work, who have made up their mind, I want this guy, whatever it takes. And then to learn, to realize that one has to depart from sin. When one chooses that, there will be deliverance. There will be a breaking out. In Psalm 124, verse 7, which is the last thing I share, David said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. So get your soul back. Break the tie. Because there are some people with whom we have certain degree of soul ties, not spiritual ties. That tie needs to be broken. Then let your soul pray, praise, and glorify God. Expose your soul to the Holy Spirit. Dig up the things that are holding you down. And if you can, and I think you should, you need to walk up to the leadership of the house, particularly the man of God you respect, and bring disclosure so there can be closure. That's my last part of that subject on the matter of sex. It's very important for us to realize that the complications we are having today, I think, in my opinion, particularly in Nigeria, I do not think that the level of evil we've seen and the carnage of killing men and women is ordinary. I think it has a connection to this. I think some of our leaders are sleeping at will with every man's wife they can find. You can quote me. I know they wouldn't like it. And you cannot break so many covenants and not bring consequences. I think some guys up there are using the powers they have to create such enormous evil to the extent that one may have never imagined. And that's the reason for the carnage. It releases a dimension of the demonic entities the nation had never seen before. I'm not very sure if there's any nation going through anything like we are, where every day 20 people, 300, 400, 30, 80, every day are being killed, and there's nothing done. It's just like, well, we can't help it. There's a war going on. I believe part of the reason is this challenge. And I think the church is too quiet. The church is too silent. I like to teach from this book. It's called Values-Driven Leadership. And although it's called Values-Driven Leadership, I'm teaching more on a values-driven life. In other words, the reason you and I sacrificed and came to men of honor this morning is because we desire something. We desire a particular kind of a lifestyle. We desire to see the grace and the hand of God on our lives. And I want you to know, I cannot cover everything in the book. There are 45 values I had taken time to put in the book. Spiritual values, inner values, social values, relational values. But whatever it is, it's important for us to realize that a values-driven life is so important for us to make a success of our lives. A values-driven life is a necessity for us to bless our generation. And when I talk about values-driven life, I like to start with the value of handling challenges. In other words, as a man, how do you handle challenges? These are some of your inner values. The values you have determine what we see on the outside. Eventually, whatever is inside a man, his core belief systems tend to affect his outer life. They affect what he manifests. And so it's very important for us not just to have a belief, but to have things that are deposited on the inside. I'll give you a very simple illustration, and it may not mean much to you, but it meant a lot to me. Several years ago, when I was a pastor here in Lagos, I pastored in Shomolu from 76 to 84 before being sent as a reverse missionary by the Foursquare Church to England. When I pastored in 76 in Shomolu, we had a choir master. They didn't have much. It was a family who lived in only one room, but they were such a family that taught their children values of honor, dignity, and you know, in this part of the world, we're very scared. If somebody wants to give you money, we have all these beliefs. Oh, it might be that they want to do something to you. They had taught their children, don't take money from strangers. Don't take things from strangers. So I had gone to buy books at Challenge Bookshop, Mushin, and I was walking back. I was crossing the railway line in order to save money and buy many more books. I walked from Shomolu to Mushin. Can you believe that? I spent most of my salary, which wasn't much, was like 75 naira. I spent it all on books. That's 50 to 60% of my income. And as I was coming back, I saw one of the sons. His name was Peter. Oh, hello, Peter. How are your parents? And as he was leaving, I said, come, Peter. I gave him some money to go get himself some candies. And Peter said, no. I thought, hey, this is Pastor Matthew. Take Peter. Peter refused a second time. Third time, I looked Peter eyeball to eyeball. I said, it's Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo. Take it. Your parent will not be offended. Peter did something that stayed with me all of my life. He looked towards home. Then he looked at me and took his stand and said, no. For me, it was a major message that this parent had shared with their children the values they hold. We now live in a Nigeria where everything is so fast, everything is so quick.
KICC in Action Outreach, a KICC mission to help the widows, led by Pastor Matthew, giving hope to the hopeless. Over 2,000 of widows were fed, given clothes and money. KICC in Action is meeting the needs of thousands. To partner with us, please donate now at KICCShop.org. Next time.
You need to check why there is integrity problem. Could it be my upbringing? Could it be the setting in which I was raised? Could it be the troubles I have been through? What can I do to overcome these things? And when a person begins to deal with those issues and says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, I'm starting with myself, then integrity begins to come into the person's life.
Thank you for watching Winning Ways with Pastors Matthew and Yemisiya Shimoloa. We hope you've been blessed. This program has been made possible by the continued giving of our members, the KICC Air Force partners, and you, our faithful viewers. For information on how you can become a member of the KICC Air Force, call the number you see on the screen. Or email airforce@kicc.org.uk. Next time you're in town, why don't you visit us? Experience the warmth, the welcome, the worship, and the word. For location directions or ministry information, visit kicc.org.uk. Until next time, remember, it's not over until you win.